right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bam Margera with CKY here live in Los Angeles, and we went to Bakersfield yesterday, and this is the first thing I heard when I was walking down the street by two 35-year-old drunk meth heads.
Yo, man, that bitch sound leaky ass, man. I don't got no leaky ass.
Leaky ass.
I ain't got no leaky ass.
That's what I heard in Bakersfield. So if you're ever like, what's Bakersfield like? That's what it's like.
Yo, man, that bitch sound leaky ass, man. I don't got no leaky ass.
I ain't got no leaky ass.
And not to mention, Fanta got a prank call. Fanta's the... What do you call yourself now on the CKY tour?
Stage manager, I guess.
Stage... Okay, so the stage manager of CKY got a prank call in Westchester where he lives, and it was a black kid. Tell me about it, Fanta, because I love it.
It's like 11 o'clock at night, and this black kid calls me. I live in, like, pretty ghetto area. And this black kid prank calls me. He's drunk out of his mind. He's like, yo, man, you like to suck dick? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, man. He's like, oh, man, you a faggot. Oh, man.
He wasn't expecting that.
No,
he
didn't.
And then what, you're like, yeah, but you got a big black dick, don't you?
Oh, man.
Dude, I got the gayest I've ever been for that dude. It was awesome.
You a fag.
Oh, man.
And didn't he get so fed up that he was actually like, all right, man, you have a good night now.
he tried to get me so bad, and for 15 minutes we talked, and he was finally...
You beat him at his own game. He tried to prank call you, and he ended up saying, all right, you have a good night now, because you're like, oh, man, I bet you got a big black dick, don't you? Oh, man, you's a faggy. Oh,
man, you's a fag.
All right, man, you have a good night.
Man, that bitch said I leaky ass, man. I don't got no leaky ass.
Oh, man. CKY with Bakersfield with 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
You're good, Jesse.
Yeah.
You like them, do you?
I do like them. Jared Leto, I like him a lot.
Yeah, we don't know him.
It was funny when he called out that fat guy.
It was. There was this fat guy giving the finger. He was playing a band on the side stage, and he was in his little booth, and he was giving the fingers like, you motherfuckers want to hear some more? And he was like, no. And then he gave the finger, and he was like, all right, you said no, get up here, you fat fuck. If you want to say something, get up here. And the guy was so embarrassed, man. It was great. No, you say you give me the finger, you come up here, you fat motherfucker, you come up here and say that. Like, oh, dude, you're so embarrassed.
Why are we drinking water?
Because we have beer on the way.
Somebody's got a beer run going on.
Nice. How's the tour been going, Chad?
What the fuck does that mean? Is am I supposed to answer differently with that emphasis on my name? Shit. Well, the tour's been going for 3 days, so I'll figure it out in about five.
Yesterday was really good.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
What happened yesterday?
Just big, crazy crowd, really.
Where
good.
At?
San Jose.
We're on this Zoomies tour. Everybody's on these tours that cost all this money for tickets, and ours is free.
Dude, this poor guy dressed up as a couch because it's called the Zoomies Couch Tour, and he thought it would be a good idea to go in the mosh pit. They tore him to shreds, and they pulled the couch off him, and he was crying.
Just, he broke his arm.
We saw that couch, and me and Rich Voss wanted to go down there and knock him over and fuck on him.
You did say that.
He decided to be a couch. Like, how memorable.
He thought it would be like, oh, cool, couch in the mosh pit. Dude, they annihilated this guy. He was, like, black and blue from head to toe.
So I never been to San Jose. Is it any good?
All we saw was a mall. So I don't know.
Yeah, they have malls just like the rest of the country, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. There was a coffee shop there, a Starbucks.
We've been grilling, and so we figured out that it was the summer, and it would be a good idea to just grill our own food.
You guys are on a grill tip. You're always grilling shit.
Yeah, it's
and
the
Darren's
new thing.
Always drinking. What's up with that? His hands are starting to shake.
Yeah, he's a shaky motherfucker right
because
now.
Because he's drinking, huh?
I don't know what that
What's
was
going
on
with his home life?
Maybe it's all the death metal that's making him shake so much.
Yeah.
He does go to bed listening to Gore Guts.
I'd be shaking if I was that all day long.
He'll be dead asleep, and you'll just hear his microphone or his headphones. It's like... It's like, how do you sleep to that? He would love to live in New York City. There's just construction site.
He hates New York City. We were just out there. And, yeah, he hates it. He had to drink more there.
Darren loves when there's construction by his house.
He likes vodka.
Sounds like his band.
I thought he liked whiskey.
He used to. I used to like him when he liked whiskey. Now he likes vodka.
You don't like him on vodka?
Not at all.
Yo, Jim Beam makes me a friendly guy, but Jack Daniels makes me a total dick.
Yeah, Jim and Jack, you gotta make your choice.
Jim Beam.
Yeah, Jim Beam made me do shit you've seen in CKY4. I don't drink it anymore. I drink Jack Daniels. I don't do that shit anymore. I
like Jack Daniels makes me pass out on the sidewalk homeless with Malevolent Creation.
Yeah.
Just. Man, one time I drank Johnny Walker Black in Venice, Italy, and
that shit's hell.
I woke up upside down on some church stairs with leaves on my head in the morning. I couldn't believe it. I was like, where the fuck am I, dude? Man.
Yeah. We drank that shit in Australia.
And I drank it. I drank it with the MTV legal department. Like, the lawyers drank it with me. And then I wound up upside down on some church stairs in Venice, Italy, with leaves in my head.
I went out drinking with Malevolent Creation after an LA show, and I just kept saying, let's drink until we're fucking homeless. And then they just go out to their tour van and see me laying on the sidewalk. They're like, damn, he was serious.
Yeah, and then they picked you up and they threw you in your van, you drunken ass.
Yeah,
and took you to Darren's house.
Dude, the singer gave
the
me...
The whole Malevolent Creation picked you up from the streets later.
And they just gave me a big gulp cup to throw up in in the van, and then they just tossed me on Darren's lawn.
All right, dude, right now I'm going to play Alkaline Trio, and I'm going to tell you why, because I missed the entire show, and you're going to find out as soon as you hear this song. This is called Burn. This is Radio BAM Series 28 Faction, live in Los Angeles. Goodbye.
There's a lightning storm each and every night, crashing inside you like motorbikes. We toss and turn, sleep so loud, grind the teeth in our empty mouths are empty. There's a forest fire, burning bright, spreading quickly towards our last rites. Nowhere to run, pointless to hide, just lay there and scream, pretending to try, pretending. Somehow us home as we burn. We're sending to fight, and everyone learns. Faster on fire, things to concern. Lost all desire, yelling that you burn. You live in life.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
I kill everything I fuck. Yep, it's Chad I. Ginsburg from CKY on Radio Bam. Bam wanted you to hear the Alkaline Trio. That's what we just heard. How you doing, Bam?
Well, is how I'm doing is I made my friends happy yesterday because when we went to Bakersfield, Hannah's running around with, God damn, I need weed, man. I need
so that's Hannah's new hobby.
So every time some fan comes up, like,
look at him now.
Yo, Bam, you want to burn? I'm like, nah, dude, I don't want to burn. Like, yo, Bam, you want any weed? I'm like, no, I don't smoke weed. I don't like weed. So Hannah wanted it so bad. They were just like, yo, Bam, you want some weed? I'm just like, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. They gave me $200 worth.
Yeah, now they think
and
you're
then they go,
weed
gee,
head.
Thanks. And then they go, here's a pipe, too. So now Hannah is extra happy.
A pipe, too.
Yeah. Hannah got $200 for per diem on this whole entire tour. And what did he buy with it? Hannah, what did you buy?
That's not for that tour. It's a week.
It's a week, but it's a six shooter.
A six shooter was a nice. Six shooter.
Just a six shooter one, pipe.
Yeah. It's a tobacco pipe.
He yeah. always buys
you put
weed in.
Put weed in and smoke it and get
dude,
really
dude, even
high.
When his per diem was like $20, he'd go to the first gas station and buy a pipe.
I hate weed, and I was the man. I was just handing out buds to Vose and Shitbird
so
and Hannah
you
and Seth.
You came through.
And then they gave me hash. I was like, here's some hash. They're like, dude, keep doing that.
I love it.
Yeah, man. That was
so, dude,
crazy.
Did you love it, Fanta?
Let me tell you how rad it was getting here, trying to follow Bam's Lamborghini in the goddamn Nissan that the tour manager
packed
got
with five
us.
Big with white five dudes.
People. Yeah, with a four-cylinder engine. You were swerving in and out of lanes, and then this one dude almost nailed you, and then he skids up next to you, and we're like, oh, boy, here we go. And then we just see a middle finger come out of the window. That's it.
Out of your our window.
Yeah.
It was totally my fault because I cut him off. Then he comes up and I'm just like, it's all your fault, faggot, and you're fat. And then I gave him the
he ended it with your fat, gave him the middle finger, and pulled away.
Just look at you, just fucking popped on the bird.
That dude almost got nailed and then got called fat.
Speaking of nailed.
He looked kind
of
like a fat Joe Franz, didn't he?
Oh, that's my Alkaline Trio story. That's why I played them, because they were playing at the Avalon, which is on the corner of Hollywood and
Vine.
Yeah,
we sold it out, we know.
Yeah, I was
it used to be the Palace.
It's true.
I was making a right on to Vine from Hollywood, and this cab driver totally just nails the back of me. And then I get out, and he's just like, Jesus Christ, I'm not going to call the insurance company. I'll just let you go for something like this because this is all your fault. I'm like, oh, my fault. Get out of the car. He gets out of the car. He has two crutches as he's driving with a foot cast. I'm like, oh, God, 911's going to love this one, asswipe. And then I get on the phone. Then he gets all nervous. He hops in his car and skids out. But I read the license plate number before he even made it out of the town.
You had it written on your hand.
Was the cast the driving foot?
It was his right foot, yes.
Oh, my God. That's so illegal.
Malachi Mitchell couldn't even get away with something like that.
Women drivers.
No, it was a guy driver. I think he was Russian. And he was off duty. He was driving his buddies around. They fleed the scene.
It's cool, so, man. I'll let you go. It's
so,
cool.
If it was my fault and he fleed the scene of an accident, doesn't that automatically make it his fault?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
he left. Can't
leave. And him driving with a cast automatically makes it his fault.
That's what I said. He's like, this is your fault. I'm like, oh, you have a cast on your foot driving with crutches? Oh, 911's going to love this.
So
one,
he's going to get charged with fleeing the scene.
Now it's all muffed up with your car?
And the whole thing sideswiped. I think it was kind of rad. Seth thinks that I need to put, like, duct tape stitches on it, and then it'll be complete.
I saw your duct tape front license plate.
You like
that from, is that from the gumball thing?
Yeah, it's because I couldn't get into France without a front license plate, so I made one out of duct tape.
That's what they say. It's good for everything.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked, and they took photos of me when I was going 160 miles an hour down the road, because they take photos when you're speeding. But it says FWZ 1192. How the fuck are they gonna know if it's Belgium, Colorado, California, Idaho, Pennsylvania, or New York?
True.
Don't matter.
Seriously, because it's just a duct tape with letters. Like, how the fuck are they gonna? It could be from Serbia for all they know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm dying to get the ticket. I want to get it.
Yeah. Oh,
I have
I'm
three
sure
of them on the way. I remember three photos getting taken when I was speeding. I was like, oh, that's a ticket. And then I'm like, but it can't be a ticket. How the fuck do they know where it's from? I mean, I guess they could do research and look up every single state and find a purple Lamborghini, but like, maybe they think it's from Gibraltar.
I was just talking to the Ibanez dude. He's like, I was like, yeah, we're trying to catch up to Bam to go to Sirius, and he's like, oh, yeah, he drives that purple Lamborghini. I saw him driving around yesterday. Like, you're seeing all around town. We drove past these kids who were coming out to high school when we drove past the high school. And they're like, that was Bam, that was Bam. Then they look at our friggin' Sentra, and they're like, and there's a CKY crew, dudes. Bam and the CKY crew. We look like some shit.
Our fucking tour manager is like, our tour manager looks, he's like, all right, seven dudes? All right, Nissan Sentra, perfect. Perfect vehicle for that.
Yeah, listen, I do Quar, and I stuck Odorous and the whole... their gear, their full gear.
I've seen Guar get in a century with the spikes.
Yo, yeah. He has a side band called X-Cops. I'm dying to hear it. You ever hear it?
No.
Is it awesome?
I heard it's
I
so
went
good.
To a meet because they have every CD in the world and they didn't even have it.
I saw his thing at Rex's.
Yo, Pendarvis, what's the address of this place? I need to email somebody.
I don't want to tell you.
They have a new album, Guar.
Can you type it in there?
Guar's got a new album and they did School's Out by Alice Cooper. It's pretty cool.
School's Out for the summer?
Yeah, they're doing a video. I think Alice Cooper is going to be in their video. I don't know if anybody cares about that. But.
Oh,
dude,
shut up.
The best is the Guar live album, and they tried to make it sound like it was in Japan, but it was in Pittsburgh. So they were like, you crazy Japanese sons of bitches. And it's just like a Pittsburgh audience. Like,
that's hilarious.
Live from Mount Fuji is the name.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one. It's good. Mount Fuji.
Yeah, Millville, PA.
Yeah, which is as far from Japan as you could possibly get.
Dude, I'm taking Don Vito to the North Pole because he thinks that Santa has a house there, and I'm trying to prove to him that it's just a fucking pole with ice.
Honestly, he truly believes that.
Yeah, because he got presents when he was younger, and he's like, Mom told me that Santa's from the North Pole. I'm like, he's not from the North fucking Pole, Vito, so now I'm filming him go to the North Pole. It's $10,000 per person to get on an ice-breaking boat. To take you there.
You have to get on an ice-breaking boat.
And what's I think there, a helicopter's though? Involved, along with dog what sled Eskimo shit.
Antarctica? Is that where that is?
No,
that's
no.
The South Pole.
That's South Pole.
I'm totally bad with geography. Jess is all about it. Yeah. You know every capital of every damn place in the world.
Want to test me?
That's friggin' amazing.
Does anybody want to call me up and test me?
I can't even think of a country.
877 porn bag, I'll prove it.
What's the capital of Madagascar?
Antananarivo.
What's the capital of Nepal?
Kathmandu.
Dibuji.
Dibuji is the capital of Dibuji.
Oh, he tried to stump him. Dice.
Svalbard.
Yeah, Dice, you're good at this.
Svalbard?
Svalbard, there you go.
Dice would be good. He did that out of high school.
Torshavn. See, he knows
it's Danish, faggot.
What's the capital of Franz Joseph Land.
There is no capital because there's only like 8 people that live there.
Two scientists and a fucking computer.
Two scientists and a computer up there, and maybe polar bears.
And a bunch of porn.
And Joe Franz, of course.
Being CKY is in our presence, we should play CKY.
I agree with that.
Let's play the fastest song imaginable. This song's called Sniped.
Ooh.
This is Radio CKY.
We don't even know how to play this.
Bakersfield.
Nice. Woo-hoo.
Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Would you just say shitbird?
What's the capital of Yucatan Peninsula?
That's in Mexico, faggot, but it's Honduras and the capital is Tegucigalpa.
That's gotta be made up.
Bam Bam, do you like that song?
It's not made up. You can look it up.
Tegucigalpa, I think I caught one of those.
Okay, we'll record this, play it back to yourself, and then look it up on the map.
I will.
Did you like Sniped, Bam Bam?
I like Sniped.
Here's the deal, none of us fucking know the right answers, so we're all just sitting here impressed. It could be totally.
That's what I hate, though. Everybody's like, you could say anything. I know I could say anything, but I'm not. The capital of Honduras is Tegucigalpa.
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
Yeah. Yo, man, this bitch out leaky, man. I don't got no leaky.
Bam Bam, what's the capital of Yukon Territory?
Yukon Territory. White Horse.
Yeah, you're right. Dice has a sidekick right here that he's like
list
looking up.
List of every country capital.
Okay, yep. Well, some fucked up quiz me then, ass white.
Yeah, he's got his sidekick
here, you
in hand.
You
want me to do it?
You think of something.
Oh, Bulgaria.
Sofia.
You're damn right. Cameroon.
Yeund.
Holy shit.
My God.
Yeund. I don't even know how to pronounce this shit.
Are you Cape
Verde? Yeah. I don't know anywhere.
Cape Verde. Oh, that's a that's the one I don't know.
There it is. That's the one.
I got stumped. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't even think it
that's
exists.
Probably like one to have in this year.
Yeah. This is probably the problem with the side.
We'll tell him the answer so he knows it for now on.
Yeah, it's Praia.
What is it?
I don't know. Praia.
Praia. Never heard.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there then. Central African Republic.
What does it start with?
That's some new shit.
A B?
Is that Brazzaville?
No, dude.
Is that even a country?
Bangui.
Bangui.
Oh, Bangui, yeah.
Those people Bangui. Are fighting all the time.
Bangui.
Bangui.
Chad. There you go. That's good for me.
N'Djamena.
You're damn right.
Holy shit.
You want to talk about Bangui?
Yo, the capital me is N'Djamena. Say that shit.
Shitbird's got a good Bangui.
He wants to
shit.
Talk about Bangui.
Fucking, I went on vacation, right?
Oh, wait. Didn't Rich Foes lives at the house. He's,
Narkill's guitar player.
Narkill's guitar player. He lives, he's in our presence right now. I heard he got laid at the house.
Yeah. He got fucking laid up in my bed. I just moved into Bam's house.
It didn't
I
start
fucking
there.
Go on vacation for 1 week.
Don't you have Tom Selleck getting blowed on your wall? A painting.
Yeah,
like it's a portrait.
I got leftovers from Novak. Novak was in that room, and so Bam awesome. Had Seth fucking paint Tom Selleck with this big shaved cock.
Just
fucking like holding it, coddling it. Like I'm actually used to it now, living in a room. Just like, hey Tom, what's up? You know.
Big smile.
Anyway, I come back from vacation, Rich Voss turns out he bangooed all over my fucking bed.
Why?
And the chick was on the gooey? Fucking rag. He probably ate her out looking like Ronald McDonald and shit.
Robert, you know what I heard
totally
about that.
He went down on. He had to burn my sheets.
Didn't
dude.
He burn the sheets out back?
Fucking come home. There's no sheets on my fucking bed. I'm like, yo, Rich.
I remember seeing him out back, and I'm like, Voss, what the fuck you doing? He's like, just burning some sheets. I'm like, why?
In the backyard, looked like he was dragging a ghost who just got done stabbing
dude,
to death out
of evidence. Why did you
have can't you wash it?
Because I had to get it, dude, it looked like an Indian fucking massacre, man. It was terrible.
What are you doing, Rich? Just burning some sheets.
Yeah.
Why? What are you doing?
But tell him whose sheets
they my
were.
Fucking sheets. Oh.
What was the fucking significance?
Actually, it was my girlfriend's sheets, and she got it from her girlfriend's mother. Like, it was a sentimental fucking gift.
And she fucking died,
and you fucking...
Dude.
It's a sheet, shit bird.
No. It was a big coverlet, like a nice fucking
so
comforter.
Shipbird
had a
sheet.
He didn't have sheets on his bed. He had a big comforter.
Yeah, it was two comforters.
That's why when I realized, you know, there's menstrual shit all over this thing, and I fucked up.
Jesus.
Sorry, dude.
He fucked up.
You know what?
Thing is, you haven't been laid so often, is that right?
Yeah, it's worthy. Yeah.
How long has it been?
Oh,
12 years is what I heard.
But you, 12? But you got laid
you
this time
on the bus.
That's a little long.
You said you, and then you said you hope it's another 12. And
so did you get laid, faggot, or what?
Yeah. Why? Why you do you hope it's another 12?
And she had a period blood all over
like
the place.
I like a fucking maniac, dude. Yeah. She tried to talk me out, and I said, "Fuck."
Tell Noah to come in.
I said, I don't give a shit.
Come here.
Dude, the funny part is Bam's old room is painted red, so I wouldn't know if there's blood splatter on the ceiling, on the walls.
Who in this room goes down on a girl when she's on the rag?
I have guar sex.
Let's find out why Terry Hardy, he's my manager,
still.
Let's find out why his Porsche didn't run on the way back from Bakersfield.
Terry
you have
Hardy.
A goddamn Porsche, and it didn't run. What happened?
The rear trunk latch broke, and the light stayed on inside.
Your mic sounds fucking
crazy. Santa, what do you have to say about that?
It was all Noah's fault.
Noah did it?
Yeah, driving too fast on the freeway, I think.
No, my email's mopped up again.
No, I think it's because the people of Bakersfield fucked with my
car. You
want
to work with it?
Yeah,
work with that trail. It's a $400 phone. It's the worst piece of shit ever.
Hey, Bam, it was because the people of Bakersfield were so kind. I think they tried to break in my car.
Yo, you know what I heard from people from Bakersfield? I was walking down the street, and this is what I hear.
Yo, man, that bitch sound leaky ass, man. I don't got no leaky ass.
What kind of leaky ass? And why does the bitch know anything about it?
Like, the guy was trying to defend himself to his buddy about how he didn't have a leaky ass.
That means he has a leaky ass.
That bitch sound leaky ass, man. I don't got no leaky ass.
What was that saying that, though?
She was down there doing something.
What's that?
Because his ass leaked on her.
Yeah. His ass probably leaked all over the bed frame.
Leaky ass.
That is the weirdest fucking conversation to walk by, man.
That's why I keep saying that. I can't get. I have nightmares about it.
Jess, you ever walk by an after conversation?
Yeah, man, I don't got no leaky ass.
Darren Miller. This
fucking one nighter in my bed had a leaky ass.
Yes.
What was that? We're walking around in New York trying to find where the Roadrunner office was, and Darren's frantic and running around. What was he talking about?
And I walk by Darren, and he's telling, like, Matt Dice or something about, like, some Vietnam. He's like, you know all the Vietnamese dudes used to rape the girls? I'm just like, Jesus, that's the first thing I hear when I walk by.
We were walking by a bunch of Vietnamese people.
Because he had, like, some friend that was in Vietnam or something.
He's like, you know, back in the Vietnam War, how we all used to, you know, rape the Vietnamese women?
It's because he saw platoon once.
We all. It's in New York Public, and he closes it. He's like, you know, and that wasn't the worst part of it. He was fingering an 8-year-old, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, isn't that when everybody turned around?
And there's, like, all these old ladies next to us, like, oh, my God. Like,
fuck old ladies, dude.
I already have.
Too dry.
Yeah.
Shipper, who's the mingingest ass bitch you've ever fucked?
This one time.
Tell me about it. Which state? I want to know all details.
It had to be Maryland.
Maryland, how long ago?
That was about maybe 8 years ago.
And what happened?
I ate this chick and licked her and just like went down.
Was she minging?
Is that when you were on
Ritalin? And then I woke up in the morning. That was way back when I was.
You ate that
on a scale from 1 to 10. 1 to 10, how haggard was she? Shit.
7 years ago.
It was bad, dude.
Like a 3.
There was, like, pock marks, and it looks like she spent time with, like, a fucking, like, a jellyfish in the ocean. She had marks all over and, like, stuff and shit and barnacles. It was like, God.
Oh, my God.
Shit,
barnacles.
Fucking
barnacles. You know, when you get some bar nickels.
Yeah, remember when we came back? When I was 15 years old, we went and took a vacation to Florida, and then when we came back, there was that trailer park bitch with, like, 10 kids waiting for you just because you had a one-night stand with her. Shipper had one-night stand with this girl, and she had her and her 10 of her kids like, where have you been? I thought you were going to take care of us.
And he's like, you got kids? She loaded up my answer machine, and it's so weird because
he couldn't even remember her name.
The first call, hey man, it's such and such, and just calling to see how you're doing. And the next one is like, where are you? And I'm like, and it's like, I'm sorry I yelled at you, honey. And it's like, who the fuck is this? And it's like, beep. Like, that's the last straw.
I think I found out it was Darren.
And then she's real, no, like, I'm leery of this.
The best is when DiCamello imitates the answer machine. He's just like, beep, Matt, where the hell are you? Matt, beep, Matt. I'm like she's like in a better mood, like trying to win you over again.
Trailer park bitch equals methamphetamine.
I don't know if she can afford that shit.
That sucks.
Afford it is $5 for like $100 worth of booger sugar.
She was probably too busy breastfeeding.
So, yo, dudes, you guys, Shipbirds and Hannah and Vose are out working for CKY for little bits of money here and there, and like hamburgers.
Well, these are fun.
But so we have to go and we're touring Scandinavia. We never been there. Bam's like there every night or something somehow.
I'm there every night somehow.
Yeah, like, you're probably at a bar somewhere right now.
No, you guys are playing some good festivals, man. I'll say.
Yeah, are they good about it? We know nothing about it.
Oh, festivals are the best in Europe. They're so much better than America.
Yeah, they're not good here.
Yeah, you're doing Lowlands. That's probably one of the best. So that's in Netherlands.
Anything near Amsterdam
Jesus
is good with me.
Christ, shit.
So they're out on tour, and like we don't have any techs over there, and they don't want to go. So I don't know what we're gonna do.
Who doesn't want to go?
I gotta finish my DUI class.
Yeah, Matt's on. Shipbird's on parole.
Drums and Shipbird have DUI
all
classes.
On parole.
What happens with the DUI class?
We're gonna go together on one of those fucking little tandem bikes where you can ching ching. You know, like the two of us can help pedal up.
Remember when I told Mom that you smoked weed, Shipbird?
Motherfucker, man! I swear he's been dragging me under the bus.
She wanted to murder me and you.
He got his, like, he got his truth serum on, did a little bit of vodka, and went to a family cookout, and like, I'm so used to it, because even when I was, like, 10 years old, Thanksgiving dinner, Bam's like, Matt smokes Marlboros, and I'm like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah, yo, Jeff, I'm just sitting there sipping on a beer at Mom's house, and then Mom shows up, I go, hey, Mom, Matt smokes weed.
I know. I'm fucking glad I wasn't there for that particular moment. Although she said
she wanted to kill. She's like, I can't wait for his ass to get here. I'm gonna fucking chew him a new asshole.
Dude, but you know what she said when I walked up? I was like, hi, mom. I gave her a big hug. She's like, I don't even know you.
Oh my god.
Your mother
dude, you know,
said that to you?
She doesn't know you, shitbird. Bannon knows you.
You smoke three Voters cigarettes.
Voters knows you. Chad knows you. Jess knows you. Mum doesn't know you because Mum chooses to not hear the bad things.
Well, she needs to know that I smoke three cigarettes in the airport. Wait, yeah,
oh, three marijuana cigarettes. Yo, fat.
Jeff, tell him about the fucking plane ride.
He was fucking bad.
Shepard, you lost your mind on the plane.
Oh, dude, I had a meltdown. We sat on the runway for 4 hours,
four
and Shepard, finally, he just breaks down. And, like, he's like reading the little Sky Mall pamphlet.
It's like
and
fucking animal house in the back of the fucking plane.
He just fucking
you're sitting with total bullshit. No. I've done that before too to London. I was so fed up. I'm like, I'm still in the fucking runway. It's 4 hours of total bullshit.
I fell asleep.
How the hell did you last 4 hours? You didn't last 30 seconds.
Because the door's locked.
Red wine, Vosey boy.
He wanted to get off so bad. There was like only one lady who was like old, and she was next to Jess.
Oh yeah, she hated me. She
like, the whole back of the plane was like just like fucking Animal House, some fucking.
Dude,
nutty.
We're going
like, everybody
insane.
Just. They wouldn't give us any drinks, and everybody got real loaded before we got on. Yeah. So everybody's buzz was wearing off, and fucking when,
oh,
Shipper,
when the buzz wears off, that's when you start to get real mad.
Oh,
you're fat.
Dude,
just stay away.
If you had half a man's ass, you'd give me a Budweiser.
I can't believe they didn't kick us off the fucking plane.
No, it's right
dude,
here,
dude,
yes.
By the end of the flight, everyone was with us, like, so mad, and like, they were pissed
Shipper
at us.
Shipper led
now
a fucking
like,
mutiny, perhaps.
Dude, yeah. I was serious.
Now, those, put the microphone up to my manager, Terry.
Dude, next to me was from Gruffs.
He okay, Terry.
Hey, Mama, Matt's
hold on.
Weed.
Shut up. Shut up, Jess. There's this 12-foot pool at Johnny Knoxville's house, and I want to jump across it and rack my nuts against the edge, but they don't want to risk it because we're doing the intro of the movie. But I know for a fact that I'm not going to get hurt. The only thing I'm going to get is a scraped calf. What do you think about that?
Why don't you see it right after they film the intro?
Because why can't I just do it now?
Because patience is a virtue.
No, we could get more shit done. At least if I do it tonight,
dude,
out of the way.
Bam is probably pretty hard, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it like managing somebody like me?
Yeah, Bam's manager's here.
Like
what
I said, patience is a virtue.
Yeah, it's like everybody who tries to manage CKY either quits or gets fired, but you've been around for a while.
Because you guys
now.
Are fucking dickheaded assholes. I'm nice.
Yeah, right.
No, like me and Terry full blown get along.
Yeah, but you're 100%
no, I'll tell him, I'd be like, Terry, I'm sipping on beer all day, and he'd be like, all right, I'll deal with that, but like, you guys are full blown dickheaded assholes. Assholes.
Being an asshole and
like
being
Jared
crazy,
Leto was totally
things.
Enjoying your guys' riffs and shit. It's just rude.
Let him
it's
enjoy
plain
the riffs.
Rude. Jared Leto was like boss head to the CKY riffs.
Was.
And then Darren goes,
his head anyway.
Sorry about the bands that came on before us. We thought they'd be better than that. He's like, see you later, Bam. I'm like, sorry, Jared.
Yeah, it figures because he's a
such
pretentious.
A dickheaded
he's
ass
so,
movie.
It was so pretentious.
CKY is the biggest dickheads on earth.
Yeah, but he was so pretentious. You know, I talked to Darren about that after you told me. And he was so
you
pretentious.
You can't deny the riff, though. I mean, CKY plays good music, but god damn it, they all just dickheads.
Whatever, I'm telling you, he's too pretentious. He thought it was about his band. Darren forgot they even played. He don't even know what the fuck they are.
Dude, if
he
I,
was talking about some
if,
other
if
band.
If I told Terry Hardy, if I said, Terry Hardy, you have to manage CKY. He'd go buy a fucking AK-47 and blow his goddamn fucking head off.
That's why we got Guar's manager.
Jack
it.
Flanagan is jinking Jack Daniels because he's dealing with you asses.
Yeah, but now we have Guar's manager. Look what he has to put up with Guar. We can't fucking be close
yeah,
to that.
He has to deal with Odorous Ungress and then fucking CKY.
They're fucking from space.
He's dealing with a band from space and
you're
then another
right.
band that are pure assholes from Levittown.
No, he's from fucking Levittown.
Yeah, tell him.
What the fuck are you talking Levitt the fuck?
Levittown.
That place sucks. I did fucking. I used to rehearse there for so long.
That's where the Pizza Hut was in Levittown.
No, well, that was Newtown.
I drove past Levittown and there was just like 10 cop cars pulled over with like tons of crackheads just lined up against the
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, when I was in Spit Romeo in like 1987,
Spit
I used to rehearse
Romeo.
It. Yeah, it was my old band. And
ladies and gentlemen, if you just heard the word Spit Romeo, download it on google.com and track
it
down
ain't
the
no
site.
on there, dude.
How do you know?
That's my, it's like.
Everything's on YouTube.com. I just found that out.
Everything is.
It has like secret photos of me jacking off in the bathroom or something.
Well,
it has everything. It has Hannah taking a shit.
There is some good shit. I saw a funny Brokeback Mountain skit with me and Theron in it on there.
Really?
There they would be like a trailer. Yeah, that was funny.
I have a question, Dan. Who's going to manage Novak when Dream Cellar goes down?
Well, Novak's going to fall into pieces once.
That's where's
the thing,
he at?
Terry.
Rehab?
Like, Novak wrote a brilliant book, can't deny that. But when he gets 100 grand,
it's
like,
gone.
it's going to go straight to, like, coke or heroin, dude. Like, straight up. Like,
set up a trust for him like you do for little kids. Like, you want to give him a little bit of it?
Let's just give him loads of money, but not give it to him.
Forget about
like,
him.
He'll just know that it's there. Like
that.
Like, Novak, you're rich when you're old.
It's not your baby.
Just buy shit for him.
You know, you're not his mom.
Can't we just form a way to buy shit for him?
We could.
Just give him a house. Get him a
Terry,
car.
If we give
he'll
him more, Terry, if we give him money, he's going to turn into the biggest asshole in the world, and then he's going to do loads of drugs.
Hey, set up a bank account and don't tell him about
this
it.
This is my point. I don't want to manage Novak.
Who would you rather manage, Terry? CKY or Novak?
CKY.
Right. That's just because I'm hearing ideas. Your presence.
No, we got ideas.
Yo, he doesn't even manage bands.
Exactly. I don't know.
He wouldn't be a manager. The next day, if you started managing CKY.
Yo, Terry. Yo, it's Chad. What the fuck, man? Yeah, we're playing the Sportsman Lounge. What the fuck is that, man? Straight up. Terry, dude, you're fucking fired.
Yeah, we've fired a lot of people. Yeah.
What's the worst? Why'd you fire a manager? Like the worst.
Because they charge us 20 grand to send an email.
Seriously. Oh, the bill back?
Well,
bill back?
Not necessarily.
They'll book a tour. They send a couple emails and make some phone calls, and their bill is 40 grand.
Dude, when I went to CAA, they actually like turned their heads and had quivers because I mentioned the three letters CKY.
Yeah, you always say every time you're out in LA or New York, everybody talks shit and says,
Terry could witness,
CKY.
Dude. He's been right there.
So, you know how hysterical that is? We don't even know these people.
I mean, rock bands are supposed to be dickheads. Yeah. I mean, look at Sex Pistols. Johnny Rotten's a full-blown fucking dickheaded cocksucker, and so is
walked
Johnny.
Away with a million
well,
dollars.
Well, you keep talking about him, man, and these people are talking about us, and I don't even know their names.
Chemical imbalances.
You gotta be hated rather than ignored.
If Dave Navarro fucked Gigi Allen, it would be Chad.
That is fucked up.
Fuck, doesn't he look just like Dave Navarro? But then again, Gigi Allen in a way.
With
a
little go across the table, Adam, dude.
There's a little bit of Prince in there, too.
If Bam fucked Prince, he'd be Billy Vallo.
If we fought on air, the ratings would go up. But we don't need the ratings to go up because we're already number one, right, Pendar?
That's a big number.
Yo, how's that? Like, everybody like wants to talk all kinds of shit, but we have the number one radio show, right, shit?
What do you mean? I thought Stern's on this.
Everybody, Stern goes on for 5 hours a day. We're talking about the one-hour shows per
week. I was
curious
about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying when I say that.
For, like, a one-hour show, you have the number one-hour show.
Yeah. And thanks to Terry Hardy, he's the one that rigged it up. That's why he gets 15%.
Good work!
Yeah, but he doesn't... he's not even there.
Everybody just needs to chill
this
out.
This is what matters.
He's not doing anything right now, but he's going to be on the fucking phone as soon as we end this whole session.
Yeah, talking to his wife.
This session ends when we run out of beer.
Can't stop.
Hey, I will say one thing. I don't have any bill backs to Bam. I don't believe... I know what you guys go through.
You ever thought about quitting managing Bam?
I'm pretty nice. I just get kind of loaded.
Do you ever contemplate, like, you know what? I'm just going to have to bail. I can't deal with this anymore.
Nah, Bam's easy. We have a good relationship. It's kind of like a disease that makes you better.
That's business talk there.
That's not business talk. It's the truth.
I'd say that if I was your manager, too.
No, asswipe. I'm the mellow drunk. I'm the one that'll always be reasonable.
Oh, yeah. You're mellow, all right.
No, I won't be climbing up trees, Rich Vos, and then trying to fall out of them.
You talk about the hospital?
Yeah, I don't get a wish.
I thought I broke my arm because it was so dented. Rich Vos took me to the hospital. He lives in my house, and I thought I broke my arm because I did a ass slide down my stairs, and I forgot that there was a big knob at the end, so I had to think quick. So I decided to lean to the right, and then that's when I decided to lean to the wrong side and break my arm.
Where's it?
So I went to the hospital, and Rich took me
5 hours
Bam
to the hospital.
Killed Aaron.
Nothing. Contusions was the fucking outcome. So all you would see, we went, all right, we go to Chester County, right?
He gets admitted. I immediately fall asleep in the fucking waiting room. Like,
what are you doing?
I have no idea how long it was. Stop touching that. Comes walking out. He comes out with a sling. He's just got a sling on, and there's this fucking fat dude following him around like, oh, man, please don't leave. He's like, we're fucking out of here.
He's like, I left Chester County Hospital. I'm like, you fucking assholes took 2 hours. This is total bullshit. I'm going to Riddle.
Riddle's got fast track. Drive over to Riddle. We walk in the wrong entrance.
Jesus Christ, what are Thank you doing? You.
All right, just shut up and do
He's
your fucking producer
He's like trying
thing.
To fucking blow the damn
so anyway,
mic.
Right? We get to Riddle,
I'm
right?
My producer.
He walks up behind some doctor who, like, totally was cool about it. Admits him, gets him in there. He's got to wait. Every time you had to wait for something, you'd just appear from the door. Fuck this, I'm fucking out of here. You'd have to get talked back in the stand.
My mom was there at 5 in the morning. I was shit-tossed drunk. I've been awake all night. Abe's like, don't leave. Fuck this shit, Abe. I'm fucking out of here. I've been waiting 2 hours. This total goddamn bullshit. They didn't even look at my arms.
Dude, Abe was screaming like a, like an Irish fishwife or something. It was just like, no! Like, it was so funny, dude. It was awesome.
An Irish fish.
Wait, right?
Dude, the best was,
wait.
Mum comes up to Bam, and we're telling the story about Bam getting kicked out of Kildare's for pissing on the bar. And
sorry.
And Mum's like, aren't you scared that you're going to get known as the town drunk? And Bam just goes, Mama, I have 2 Lamborghinis. What the fuck do I care?
I don't even remember saying that. That was probably the most brilliant thing I've ever said.
Yeah, legendary.
Are you
Mark
gonna
Weiss.
Be mad that you're gonna be the town drunk? Mama, I have 2 Lamborghinis. What the fuck do I care, dude? This is fucking. This is the editors, and this song's called Blood on Radio Bam, Sears 28 Faction. I'm drunk once again.
Town.
check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
Hey, that's up. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
Sheesh. We have Rich Bowes here along with CKY, but Rich Bowes lives at the house and he sells t-shirts and he's CKY while they're on the road.
But he's the mystery guitar player for Narco.
Yeah, that's right.
Mystery.
Chad staring up shit.
Yeah, well, you know.
I love Chad.
Why doesn't he get credit? Why is it always like Narco
is
Chad's
like,
people think Narco's CKY last week. You're like, Narco is CKY.
Everybody thinks Bandbro.
I like to confuse people, asshole.
Obviously. I'm confused.
The first record was me, Bam, and Brand the whole time, and then both played on like one or two.
That's not that true.
Bose, I don't know. Bose,
why don't you tell me about me thinking I broke my arm at 5 in the morning, dude, and then we went to Chester County, and then we spent 2 hours there, and then we went to Riddle. So now that we're at Riddle, what happened?
You were up for like 24 hours, and like all sense left you.
I was delirious.
Like, you were pulling the rock star, millionaire, superstar move.
Didn't it look broken, asshole?
It did look fucked up. I'll have to give you that. That's why I brought you in the first place. However.
It looked fucked up.
All right, either way, we go to Riddle.
I looked at my arm. My whole muscle was dented in. I broke my goddamn arm.
It was swelling.
I get no
It was yet. Swelling. The doctor, they said it was swelled fucking muscle.
Yeah, man, it's sadly
can't. 5 hours, 2 hospitals, no broken arm, you got a sling. And a Percocet. And when we leave, right?
Percocet make me nuts?
Dude, before we even fucking
leave, I hate hell, dude.
I hate painkillers.
They make
dude,
me angry.
I was like, ass wipes to the doctor. I was like, I've been sipping on beer all day. I had nothing in my stomach, and you want me to take this Percocet? I'm going to go down.
You're lucky.
Like,
oh, they don't good. Ever fucking graze me.
Take it anyway.
Good fucking painkillers. They tell me to take a fucking Tylenol. They think
I took
I'm
it.
A fucking drug addict. Anytime I go in a fucking hospital,
April's freaking
they think
the fuck
I'm a fucking
out.
Drug addict. Don't give me any good
screaming
medicine.
Screaming her ass off. You can't leave. That was the third time you tried to leave that
fucking
hospital.
Fucking
hate. Because you left the other one. Like,
was it Comedy Plus or was it annoying?
It was so fucking funny, was it? If I had a job to go to, I would have been pissed, but I didn't. So, you know what? It was funny, dude. It was so awesome. Because you just, like, you kept appearing from different exits. Like, you kept taking a different route every time you left.
That was the only time me and Bose actually got to officially hang out, because there's always other friends interrupting.
But then, like, I got you out to the car, and we chugged you a Pabst, and then, like, talked you back into going in.
Warm Pabst, by the way, asshole.
Yeah, that sucked. That had to suck. Well, you liked it then.
That Hannah sucks? I know Hannah sucks. You don't have to say it right to his face.
Oh, Hannah's... I'll suck on Hannah. I mean,
where are we going tonight?
Well, either way, it was fun.
Let's go to a place called Hyde.
I want to go to the Rainbow. We go there all the time, so...
The Rainbow is so...
Bunch of faggot rock stars.
Really good food.
Oh, Metal
Shop's
playing tonight.
You can drink and smoke cigarettes.
Let's go see Metal Shop.
Oh, dude, I'll go see Metal Shop.
And smoke weed.
They're worth that.
See, that's the thing. I don't smoke weed, but everybody says, yeah, baby, smoke weed. I go, yeah. And then they give me all this weed, so I give it to fucking family.
Yeah, you said you gave me weed. What the fuck, man? I ain't getting no weed.
I gave Hannah to give you weed.
Well,
I think it's Hannah.
The truth comes the fuck out.
Yeah, but you're on probation.
You are
anyway.
Full of shit.
Retort. Oh, man, Hannah, I gave you, like, so many...
You gave me two, you gave me two nuggets.
Yo, nuggets aren't the word, shit, Bert. I gave him, like, 8 nuggets. I say, make sure you give those fucking 4 of them.
You saw what I had.
Oh, man.
I don't know. You hide it.
No, I gave Hannah like 8 big
You smoked my weed. No.
I
don't smoke weed.
Oh,
you don't smoke weed?
Oh, man. I decided to save some for Missy because she likes it too. And then I saved some for the 30 Seconds of Mars guitar player. His name is Tomo, and I remember that because it rhymes with homo.
I bet he's good. I bet he's really good.
No, he's my good friend, though.
You steal one of these mics.
But I'm like, he's like, it's so easy to remember my name because I forgot it once again. I'm like, what's your name again, bro? He's like, it's
Tomo.
So easy. It's Tomo. It rhymes with homo. I'm like, I'll never
That's what he said to you?
Why?
I'll never forget that.
What kind of name is that? Is he an Asian descent?
He's Croatian.
I met the guy.
He's kind of awesome.
He's from Dubrovnik.
I don't know what that is. What's the capital of that?
Zagreb.
It's true. My wife's from Croatia.
Yeah, Will Pendarvis is going to be.
Jess has a wife.
Candy bar.
She's Croatian, and Zagreb is totally the capital.
Did you fuck her?
Oh, dude, you're right. Dice pulled it up on his sidekick in a minute.
At least once.
Steal his microphone, man.
Will, would you be pissed
if I fucking took one, like heisted one of these microphones?
Proof for one.
I just want to try it.
What's the capital of Comoros?
What?
I don't. I can't pronounce that.
Cameroon?
Yeah, Colombia.
Colombia, Bogota.
You're damn right.
Ask me more, fuck ass.
Panama.
Oh, I can ask
Panama,
you a bunch.
Panama City.
I don't want to, you know, give you easy ones. I'm looking for the hard ones. East Timor.
That's a location you're damn right. That never
happened. I made it up. All right. Eritrea.
Oh.
I can't pronounce that.
What does it start with?
N-E. No, N-A. The capital,
N-A?
Though.
N-A?
Yeah.
A what? Yeah, say the first syllable.
Estonia, the capital.
Tallinn.
You're damn right.
How about
Fiji?
Fiji, Suva.
France. All right.
Ukraine, Kiev.
Dude, this is crazy stuff. There's something wrong with your brain when you can see this. How do you do that?
South Pacific fucks them right in
the because
asshole.
Terry Hardy puts me on so many goddamn airplanes that I just look at the
you're
maps
all busy
in the back
shit.
Of the magazine, so I have to learn all the capitals.
You're all busy. You're on the TV every minute, and you actually have time for this?
Well, when you're on a flight for 8 hours a goddamn day.
No. When Bam was seven, he used to just stare at maps
Ghana.
All day long.
His wallpaper was maps.
Ghana.
Yeah.
Accra.
You're fucking right.
He would just stare at a globe for like hours.
Gynecologist.
What about Gambia?
Gambia. What does it start with?
B.
Bujumbura.
Mad dice on the
Banjul.
They're bike.
Banjul.
They're bike dice. Get some.
Jeffrey,
he got like 150 before that.
Dirt bike threatened to fuck up Jeremy because he called him fat.
I don't know
fat,
the capital
dude.
Of Dirt bike.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get Jay Leno to quit.
He was
going to
fuck him up, dude.
Jeremy called me fat today and almost fucking knocked his lights out.
Jeremy.
our fucking tour manager sound guy. He was like,
been through a lot,
yeah, kind of like fat people like Matt Dice. And I looked at him. I'm like, you say a fucking fat joke, I'm going to fucking rip your head off.
I thought he said there's a McDonald's. A Burger King.
Yeah, he's
Jenny
like,
Craig.
Oh, there's a Jenny Craig for Matt Dice.
That shit creeps up on you, know? I mean, like, Jesse McGuire is getting tonky and he doesn't
know. Well, no, what it is.
I lost all his weight on tour.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that, Jesse.
Well, everyone here can fucking say
Jesse, you're getting fat. You gotta lose that.
No way, dude. I lost a lot.
Tell it to the fucking judge, dude. I'm looking
from your belly to your ass.
I joined this band last time, this time last year.
Or something.
Lost fucking 70 pounds and Jeremy's calling me fat. I was about to kill him.
That's not what this band's about, dude. You can put on as much weight as I asked for a fat base.
Chad wants to get fat because that's what Gigi Allen did.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Like an infant when he was old.
I don't want. You ruined the whole Gigi thing for me.
I hate Gigi.
You know
what? Suck my fucking dick.
I know because you had to pay for the shit.
$60,000.
Listen, I had nothing to do with that. You guys blame it on me. I'm tired.
Even though he's in hell,
everywhere I go, be like, yo, Gigi, dude. Gigi, everywhere I fucking go. It's all your fucking fault.
I hate Gigi Allen.
Well, guess what?
I hate him with all my heart.
I got the scum fucks around and they're...
Fuck the scum fucks. Fuck Merle Allen. Fuck Gigi
Allen. No, Merle's a good guy, dude.
No, fuck
Merle Junkies are on tour.
Nah, fuck the murder junkies.
Looking for some...
Fuck all them guys.
Hino fucks himself with a drumstick.
Well, he should because he's a fucking faggot.
Well, dude, you know what?
Yes.
Straight
he's 50.
Young, man.
Fuck all those guys.
I don't know any other 50-year-old drummer sticking drumsticks in their ass at the end of the show.
A banana stuck up the ass.
Yo, Pendarvis, can we hear the Necromantics?
Yeah, I think
please?
So.
Is that...
yeah.
Who killed the cheerleader?
Damn,
it
man.
Should be who killed Gigi Allen because it was fucking me because I paid him $60,000 for no goddamn reason.
No, not even him. Some fucking faggot.
Some asshole from
you
Concha
guys get
Hocken.
Mad because I bring this shit up. I can't even fucking talk about it
fuck
around
Fuck Gigi
here.
Allen. This
you're
is
the one who brought it up with the Dave Navarro
Serious Radio
comments.
Bam 28 Faction.